This is a special edition of Growing on the High Plains. Today we are in the studio visiting with Tom Gillen of Native Nursery in Golden, Colorado. But he's not in Golden, Colorado today. He's in Garden City because he is in charge of landscaping the area around the new Cat Canyon exhibit area at the Lee Richardson Zoo here in Garden City. Tom, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I know you've lived here before, been here before. You're a longtime Garden City person, and then moved to Colorado. So when were you here? When were you here in Garden?
I was born and raised here, graduated from high school here in the late 60s, went to junior college here, relocated to Denver and the Golden area about 28, 29 years ago. And started a native nursery up there. Before that, I had a garden center and landscaping business here in Garden City. I still maintain a lot of contacts back here and do a lot of landscaping work in the western Kansas area on a year-round basis. But it's on a spot-by-spot, person-by-person referral business, you might say.
And now you are landscaping for bobcats and a puma and some jaguars.
Yes, and it's awesome being down there. Even though the lions aren't right in that area, there's nothing like getting to work in the morning and hearing the roar of the male lion welcoming you there in the morning.
And you're right across from those whooping birds.
and the orangutans got into it yesterday. And,
right.
It's quite a place to work. My guys really enjoy it. I do too.
And what is there a difference in landscaping for zoo animals and landscaping in somebody's front yard or
one of the criteria
like
that I had when I talked to Kathy Sexton at the zoo, she said we need plants that will keep people away from the exhibit to keep prying fingers and things like that from being inside a cage, that especially with some of the big cats.
I know there's one area there where you've got prickly things to try to keep people from climbing up onto the fence.
The entire area is planted with things with thorns. The idea being to discourage anybody, large or small, from going past the sidewalk up to the fence. By the time you get through all the thorny material that we've got in there, three different kinds of wild roses, and a variety of Kansas hawthorn with thorns 2.5 to 3 inches long, and then the red barberry that has long, stickery thorns. By the time you get through that, if you make it through that, you'll be happy to finally get to the cats.
their claws might not seem so bad after.
There won't be much left of you by the time you get there.
Good. Good. I think that's great. But, you know, those cats are, I know the jaguars, I've been told, are the most dangerous animals at the zoo. And so you do want to give them a wide berth, but you also want to be able to see them and enjoy them. So there are some challenges there then.
It was a little challenging. Most homeowners don't want something that's going to be that forbidding, I guess you'd say, or foreboding. To keep people away from their house, most people look for something that's a little more friendly. And so you asked what the difference was. That would be one of the differences is my goal was to keep people away and yet still make it attractive. I hope it'll be attractive for years to come.
Now, you have plantings within the cages, too. Is that correct?
There are
like
a few ornamental grasses, and we'll be putting some large trees in later on this fall. After they go dormant, we'll be in there, and there will be limited plantings inside the cages also for the animals.
Okay, I have one big question here. Are you planting any catnip?
No.
Why not?
It doesn't have thorns in the first place.
Well, I would think inside there, they might like to roll around and sniff and smell.
There's catnip and catmint. Both are very good plants for out here, both very xeric. Mm-hmm. So far, I haven't had any requests for that.
Well, we'll just have to see what we can do about that.
I'll talk to Kathy and we'll see. Maybe there's a spot in there for some.
Okay, thank you very much. We've been talking with Tom Gillen from Native Nursery in Golden, Colorado, who is landscaping the Cat Canyon area of the Lee Richardson Zoo.